This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's the fourth day of August on this Thursday edition, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and everyone I talk to, including mainline liberals, are blown away by the wall-to-wall lies and disinformation being launched against the Republican Party nominee Donald J. Trump. They floated this months ago that he was going to drop out of the race, and he comes out and says, I've never talked about it, it's not happening. They floated it months ago that his kids didn't like him and that his campaign was falling apart. None of it was true. And now they've come out. I was watching cable news last night and went through like seven or eight channels, and I would basically finish the sentence as I would flip as they kept saying, oh, he might take a payoff to drop out of $150 million. Insiders tell us, oh, he's dropping out. Oh, Hillary's 20 points ahead now. On and on and on. And then by the day, it's just, oh, what would happen if he did? No one has pointed this out. We're doing a story about it. I shot a video this morning on it. Remember what happened in Iowa when Ben Carson at about 5:30 in the afternoon knew he was in second place, got on an airplane to fly to Florida to start campaigning, and they went on the news, Ted Cruz's people, and tweeted out that, well, Ben just told us he's dropping out. He's flying home. And then later they had to admit they did it as a dirty trick, and he fired the campaign head that supposedly did it. This is the Republican Party inside with the mainstream media putting this out. They just come out and say, oh, Trump's dropping out. Did you hear? Or, oh, the Koch brothers might give him $150 million. And Trump comes out and says it's totally untrue. In fact, I pulled up a Politico article. You just type in Trump not dropping out. I pulled up an article from over a month ago. On 6/19/16, would Donald Trump really drop out for $150 million? And then they just admit it's total speculation. They have been putting this out. And then Donald Trump says in the article, please print it for me, guys. He says, this is the lies of Politico. How dare you make this up? But then I saw articles today saying Trump won't deny he won't take $150 million. They are preying on the public, just like they did with Ben Carson, saying he gave up, he's given up, it's over, he can't win. And then I have all the articles here admitting that Reuters and others go out as soon as Trump got 10 points ahead a few weeks ago, and they will sample 10 to 15%. Reuters admits it. I'm going to show you the graphs, if you're a TV viewer, from them, where they go out and they sample 10 to 15%, depending on the poll, more Democrats. And then suddenly claims she's ahead. Well, of course, if you get 15% more Democrats. I mean, I could go out and sample just Democrats and claim it's a poll and, you know, say that Trump's going to get 3,000% if I wanted to. Or that Hillary is going to get 3,000%. 650 Democrats is who they sample. And then Republicans, 496. You see that? That's like 15% more Democrats. This is how they operate, and it's never before been seen like this, with this level of out-of-control corruption. Now, the truth is, Hillary Clinton is acting completely mentally ill and completely insane. Bill Clinton looks completely out of his mind and like somebody out of a horror movie. He looks like a zombie. He looks like he's dead, like he's Lazarus. The video's up on Infowars.com. Paul Watson's done a report on this, and he links to the experts and others that are saying she is obviously completely out of her mind. And that's not hype with us. You can look at her and look at the statements. I mean, she is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And can you imagine if she gets in, steals the election, is in control of the nuclear codes? I just have a really bad feeling about this. I've never been more concerned. I'm not really afraid of her. I mean, if God wants the earth to get nuked and all of us to die, that's God's issue. And maybe Hillary Clinton is the judgment. The horror of Revelation.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption. And disinformation. It's Thursday, the 4th day of August, 2016. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We have Roger Stone, former Trump campaign head, joining us at the bottom of the hour. You notice Trump has come out and said that Hillary Clinton is the founder of ISIS. We put that report out 3 years ago because she was the founder of ISIS. And that's what's got the establishment so scared. They know Trump is dialed in to the info war. He doesn't get his information from us. He knows our information is accurate. And I've actually known this for a long time. The enemy's finally figured it out and is in full panic mode. And I'm not trying to ingratiate us with the public and say, oh, look how big InfoWars is. I'm telling you what we've been basically keeping secret for a while. But there's no point in doing that now. This information is liquid death to the New World Order. It is poison. It's the blood of life to liberty. It is death. Coffin nails for the globalists. We understand their program. We understand their players. We understand their operations. Trump has set the stage to expose election fraud, just as he blocked the attempt to steal the primary from him. That has got them in full, pull their hair out, panic mode, White House press conferences, foreign leaders, the Pope, the communist Chinese, all saying you better not elect Trump. And you turn on CNN, even Fox, MSNBC, ABC News, it is over the top compared to their over the top lies just a week ago. It is exponential deception. And it goes along with them covering up the latest jihad attack in London. One dead, five injured, stabbed as he screamed Allah Akbar. And ISIS takes credit. And ISIS supporters celebrate Russell Square terror attack. And the Islamic mayor says, be calm, do what you're told. We have total economic collapse happening in many areas of the world. The economic collapse in Venezuela is so bad that people are slaughtering and eating zoo animals. That's the wonders of communism. We've got the latest on our economy here. We've got Politico trying to claim that Donald Trump's wife was an illegal alien or did something wrong. We've got Clint Eastwood coming out, says that he's challenging Obama's pussy generation. Just effing get over it. I don't normally paraphrase profanity here on air, but when Clint Eastwood says it, it's not profanity. Now, let's get to the heart of the issues here. I'm going to go over not just news, but the actual polls that Reuters and others are giving to the respondents. And they begin with generally 15, but the lowest 10% more Democrat respondents in a poll. Now, you're supposed to, if you're going to poll people, you do it randomly or you do it 50-50 of registered voters. This has never before been done. They've got phone lists and target lists where they really know there's more Democrats. That's how they do these spin polls, how they create the perception that Trump's behind. He was 7 to 10 points ahead, even with their Cook polls. So they came out 2 weeks ago and started putting these fake polls out. And we've talked about it. But it's being done at a level never before seen where they just admit they're sampling 650-something Democrats versus 400-something Republicans. Obviously, that's going to create 10-point leads for Hillary Clinton, bare minimum. This is not rocket science. And you got to ask yourself, the dying enemy media, where is it going next? Because yesterday, I was here monitoring news here in Austin and then traveling to a nearby city to do research. And I was monitoring more news than I normally do because I wasn't on air. And I was collating news articles and data for special reports and things we're putting out about election fraud, about the fake polls, about the rigging of Google, blocking Donald Trump's name from the presidential selection when people do research. Again, unprecedented stuff beyond the old Soviet Union. And every radio channel, every TV channel was saying, Donald Trump's dropping out, have you heard? And then I heard people on the street talking about it. First it was, he is dropping out. I go, look, Trump says it's not true. I find out over a month ago, Politico came out and said he was going to be paid $150 million to drop out. Total bull. He says, he responds to them on Twitter and says, you are totally full of deception. You are liars. Asked about whether Trump would drop out, another former Trump advisor, Jim Doran, said, oh, he believes he might. But then, oh, let's hear from Trump down here. Trump himself says it's ridiculous proposition and that it's not a fan of the question. The story is a total fabrication from you and Politico as usual, the New York billionaire said in an email sent by his campaign manager. And then it goes on from there. I will never leave the race. Nobody has enough money to pay me to leave the race. And if they did, it would be totally illegal anyways. Did Obama and the Clintons get you to write this garbage? And now we have the emails. This came out before the emails, 2 weeks before, where they are directing Politico and ABC News and CNN. You got Wolf Blitzer up there singing and dancing, drinking champagne when Hillary's up there acting like a mental patient swatting at balloons. The archetypal creeping witch. In fact, this is getting so fantastical, we're seeing an elite melt down and burn down right now. Whatever happens with this election, the Anglo-American establishment's done. They have blown it all out. They've discredited themselves. You can say the mainstream media is now dead. It's over. You have a 6% trust rate in national polls, AP. You already know that. But you really, I guess, had nothing to lose now that you're all discredited with a bunch of lackeys and weirdos in your cult that thinks you can tell us we didn't build our businesses and families are bad and we're evil because we're hardworking. You are disconnected from reality. Obama's out in a new video clip we're going to be playing where he talks about anti-government people just need to leave America because it's the government that created all the industry and all the jobs. Like General Motors. No, it was the government that bailed out the corrupt corporations that did pump and dumps. The government is not the reason we had some prosperity. It was limited freedom and limited innovation and limited capacity to have a little more freedom than other nations. If government delivered heaven on earth and nirvana and Valhalla, cloud nine, then they wouldn't be eating the zoo animals in Venezuela as Venezuela collapses into zombie land. Venezuela is now hell on earth. And get ready for it here, down the road. And then after they've looted every farm, looted every business, after the socialists have brought the country down, the elites have already moved out, life will start back over again. I don't know how many years down the road this is, but we're a far cry from the bottom of the rat hole yet. But don't worry, it'll be a long, arduous, painful, humiliating, stinking fall with the rise of ignorance and deception. Already we rival Mexico for kidnappings and every other form of slovenly corruption. And meanwhile, they come out in the last 24 hours, massive 2016 campaign shakeup, Trump to be replaced. That's what Politico, the New York Times, everybody were saying. First it was, he is being replaced. Did you hear? He quit. Just like Ben Carson in Iowa. He gets on a plane, 5:30 in the afternoon. All right, I'm going to the next state. We're in second place in the polls. Looks like we're going to maybe be the nominee. And then out comes the rhino Republican establishment. Ted Cruz, people put out the fact, oh, we just talked to him. He's given up. He quit. He threw it in. He's in a two-hour flight. During the 2 hours, he drops in the polls. People stop voting for him at the key voting time. Ted Cruz gets in. Ted Cruz gets second place, and it's the same thing we see here. Did you hear? Did you hear? Trump quit. And Trump's come out repeatedly and said, this is preposterous, as I've been saying for months. This is a talking point, but now the whole media is pushing it. It's all lies, and none of them will say on the news that Trump has come out and said it's not true. They lie and then won't even let you hear him say it was a lie. You know this criminal media is going to go along with banker bailouts, bank holidays, nationalization of labor like they've done in Venezuela. We're going to be in a living hell with these people. They just keep lying and lying and lying. Could Donald Trump drop out? Some better seem to think so. New York Times today. Trump campaign in turmoil as aides stop channeling, challenging the mogul, and top Republicans begin exploring ways to replace him on the ballot. Oh, the Republicans are back saying we want to replace him on the ballot, as if you could do that legally. But they just sell the idea. Oh, did you hear? You can't have him. Oh, did you hear? Oh, that's not available now. No. Hillary is. Here it is. GOP officials exploring options if Trump drops out. But we've got big Hillary news on the other side of this break. You'll want to tell your friends and family to tune in right now. This is one of the biggest announcements ever. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of health care that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable health care that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1151 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 1151 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 1151.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Gentlemen, there's been massive coverage in the last 24 hours in the mainstream media claiming that Donald Trump is planning to drop out. Now, Trump has come out and said that he never said this. There's not turmoil in his campaign and that it's not true. But the MSM from Politico to the New York Times says that they do have the sources and that it's happening. So you can just forget about voting for Trump. He's not going to be on the ballot. The Republicans are going to replace him. Doesn't matter that that's completely illegal and they couldn't do it. They're just telling us this now. They earlier tried to say that it didn't matter if he won the states by landslides, California by 78 points, that still it would be given to Ted Cruz. But for some reason, voters didn't support that, so they had to back off. But ladies and gentlemen, here is the big announcement. And we have the report right here for you. It's actually Hillary Clinton that is going to be dropping out of the race. She is due, in fact, to drop out tomorrow. Hillary Clinton is due to drop out of the race tomorrow. And there you see the New York Post. Hillary to drop out due to criminal probe. And we have a clip that we're going to play coming up where Julian Assange has put out a statement saying that when the next information comes out, she will be indicted because it's absolute proof of her criminal activity. The last WikiLeaks, of course, was them sending out Bernie Sanders dressed Clinton supporters to attack Trump supporters so that they could shut down Trump, make him look violent, but also make Bernie's people look violent. And of course, it was Roger Stone exposed that back when that first happened about 4 months ago in Chicago. So Hillary to drop out due to a criminal probe, ladies and gentlemen. And that dovetails with what Julian Assange said about a week ago, and RT reported on that. Again, we're going to play that in a moment. So there you go. It's Hillary is actually to drop out due to criminal probe, and also because she has a brain tumor the size of a large watermelon. Hillary is to drop out due to the fact that she was caught getting money from the Koch brothers, $150 million, to drop out. So she's being bought off by the Koch brothers for $150 million. And also, her husband, Bill Clinton, is an illegal alien. And also, she's very racist. And also, she doesn't like Hispanics. And also, she's a Russian spy. Of course, in that case, it's really true. The Wall Street Journal admits she did deals with her foundation that nobody else could for uranium and weapons to Russia. So that part is not satire. And yes, folks, this is satire. It's not satire that Julian Assange says the next leak will get her indicted for sure. I'm not sure about that. I think Hillary, because the mainstream media is behind her, and because she does have a small minority of cult followers, and by minority, I mean a bunch of whacked out crazy people of every race, color, and creed, that she basically has Hitlerian control over her minions, and they put up with anything from her. As you watch this and hear this, it is absurd to come out here with fake New York Post headlines saying Hillary drop out due to criminal probe. It is absurd to get up here on air and say she has a brain tumor the size of a watermelon. I'm sure it's much smaller. It is absurd to sit up here with no proof and say that. But that's what Politico and the New York Times and everybody else is doing. Thousands of publications yesterday and today saying, what do they do if he drops out? Republicans may replace him. Insiders say his sons are mad at him. None of it's true. The same lies over and over and over again. ABC, Good Morning America, is saying it. The New York Times is saying it. They're all saying it, and there's no truth to it. So it goes from he's going to drop out for sure to what happens if he drops out. This is how they run scams. Just like Ben Carson, when they announced, when he was on an airplane, the night Iowa took place, oh, Ben just told us he's dropping out. Vote for me. You know, good job, Ben. Good showing. Glad you endorsed me, Ted Cruz. Remember all that? Ted Cruz campaign spread false report in Iowa that Ben Carson was quitting race. This is the same thing, but bigger. Where's the controversy? Where's the anger that they put out fake headlines? Now, again, I'm doing this as satire to show you a fake headline. You watch the media is going to be bad saying that I'm evil because I haven't talked about this. But all I'm doing is illustrating what they've done and put the shoe on the other foot. Now, we come back, I have the news articles, and I actually have the Reuters polls and others where they'll sample 15 percentage points more for Hillary. 15 percentage more Democrats than they do Republicans they sample to show her 10 points ahead. This is the most naked fraud we've ever seen. Why not say Hillary is 3,000 points ahead?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free, if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 1151 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 1151 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 1151.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, back in late June, Politico came out and said Trump was being paid $150 million by the Koch brothers to drop out. Trump came out and said, you're total liars, total fabrication. Number one, that's illegal. Number two, I'd never give up. We're winning. I read his quotes earlier. But they don't care. They're back everywhere saying he's going to drop out. By today, they went, will he drop out? Because he's so far behind. Hillary Clinton, ladies and gentlemen, was 10 points behind when Reuters and others, and I'm going to cover this here in a moment and go to our guest, started coming out and adding 15 percentage points more of Democrats that they knew were registered Democrats that they were calling in the phone sample. In fact, I have a computer shot here of the Reuters poll for TV viewers. 650 Democrats, 496 Republicans. That's upwards of 15% more. Of course, you're going to see Hillary Clinton ahead. And that's what they're doing all over the place. Or they, in other polls, give her the independent votes. I mean, it is amazing. I've never seen more corruption, not even in the old Soviet Union, not in communist China. This is unprecedented. So we put out the headline, New York Post, Hillary to drop out due to criminal probe, because Julian Assange has come out and said the next group of emails to come out, I wish he'd release them right now, has her involved in criminal activity directing it. Well, we already have enough with the last data dump for that to happen. So that's why this is so important. Let's play that clip.
Julian Assange is now preparing to release more leaked emails, and this time he says they will, quote, provide enough evidence to indict Hillary Clinton. Assange also made it clear there is no evidence of Russian involvement in the email hack, despite the Clinton campaign's claims. For details on this story, we go now to Laura Smith in the UK.
Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, of course, is still holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy here in London. But once again, he's proven that he's not just sitting there twiddling his thumbs. Not content with releasing 20,000 emails from the Democratic National Committee, Assange now says he'll be releasing more material that he says will provide enough evidence to see Hillary Clinton arrested. He's given a series of interviews in which he says
good.
That there's no...
And that's what he put out via a text press release. Obviously, we can happen. Ago. But there's more evidence that she will be stepping down because of a criminal probe than there is that Trump would, because there's no evidence of that. It's totally made up out of whole cloth. But I tell you, I'm going to fight fire with fire. And I'm giving our audience fair warning that I'm going to do what they're doing now. Every time they do it, I'm going to put it out on the mainstream media, but then tell the audience as a proviso that I'm giving you an example of what they're doing. See, these are not dirty tricks on our side. We're showing you what the dinosaur media is up to. The way they're manipulating. I mean, look at these Reuters articles, and then we're going to our guest. Look at this. Pat Cadell on Crooked Reuters poll. Never in my life have I seen a news organization do something so dishonest. They're even backdating old polls with a new methodology that no one's ever done of using more Democrats than Republicans for some reason. They're even memory-holing stuff now. The old Soviet Union would go back into newspapers and microfish, you know, out people's photos. They'd blur them out of photos. Reuters radically changes methodology to favor Clinton. Another report on that. More polling tricks. New Reuters poll, extremely skewed. Reality shows Trump tied with Hillary. I even disagree with that. He's way ahead of her because most folks are closeted. But now they're trying to create the illusion. The illusion that Trump is behind to create a bandwagon effect so people think they've got to get behind the winner. Meanwhile, there's a video up on InfoWars.com with psychiatrists, psychologists, and others, plus the video of Hillary obviously out of her mind at a whole bunch of different events and people asking her, are you okay? This is a borderline personality disorder person with a serious capacity for psychotic breaks, which before she would have every few days, according to the Secret Service, and I don't just mean the ones on the news, people I know, and not just the FBI, but now she's having breaks many times a day. And she goes between thinking she's a god and invincible to hating everyone around her. Classic borderline personality disorder. And again, borderlines go into these psychotic breaks. They're not psychotic all the time, but they have these psychotic moments. Especially when triggered by stress. We're going to give the nuclear launch code to this person that never built anything or did anything in her life, but a trail of carnage and destruction behind her. So we're going to take the last 10 minutes where I came in and said, big announcement, Hillary Clinton is stepping down tomorrow due to a criminal probe. That is to illustrate how much the mainstream media is lying. But in her case, we actually have evidence that at least points partly towards her down the road if these WikiLeaks documents come out. Assange hasn't exaggerated. He's been pretty conservative. So this must be bombshell material. What are we going to do then? Of course, we know what the documents are. We already have our sources inside the CIA and inside Defense Intelligence and others. General Flynn's gone public as well, former head of Defense Intelligence. And that's that Hillary the whole time was shipping weapons to Al-Qaeda and then had the name changed to ISIS. And now Donald Trump has come out, we're going to play the clip later, and said she's the founder of ISIS. I'm very proud that I'm the coiner of that term 3 years ago. You can Google it. Hillary Clinton is the founder of ISIS. Trump now not copying us. That's the reality. Roger Stone, former Trump campaign head, Trump confidant, best-selling author. Author of The Clinton's War on Women, available at InfoWarsStore.com, and the new Bill Clinton rape shirt. You've been in 9 different campaigns inside 4 administrations. You were part of the Florida recount. You're a vote fraud expert. StoneZone.com. You've heard what I've been saying the last 5 minutes. Roger Stone, is there any doubt we are at the most epic moment ever, not just in U.S. politics, but world politics? I have never seen something this crazy. I have never seen something this over the top. I have never seen mainstream media go this wild and crazed. Is this a sign of strength or a sign of desperation?
First of all, it's great to be back with you. I flew in from Los Angeles last night, got into Miami about 5 a.m., therefore I haven't seen a lot of the press. And then this morning when I went online to prepare for the show, it boggles the mind. I've never, in almost 40 years in American politics, seen anything like this. I mean, the tactics that were used against Barry Goldwater, you know, 1,000 psychiatrists say Goldwater unfit to be president, famous headline. Nothing compared to this. I spoke to Donald Trump yesterday. He's in good spirits. He has no intention whatsoever of dropping out. You can say anything you want about Trump. He's not a quitter. He's a brawler. He's a fighter. And this is 100% disinformation. Is it coincidental that ABC, who seems to be taking the lead in reporting this falsehood, is the home of Clinton Foundation donor George Stephanopoulos? These guys should be filing at the Federal Election Commission as an in-kind contribution to the Clinton campaign. In all my years in politics, I've never seen anything more egregious or more outrageous. It's an attempt to dispirit Trump's supporters, and it follows on the heels of a number of false reports. Let's go through them. There is a staff mutiny at hand at the Trump campaign, 100% false. There's going to be an intervention by Trump's senior staff this weekend, 100% false. Campaign manager Paul Manafort has given up, he's now phoning it in, 100% false. Manafort, is of Sicilian extraction. He never quit. He's a fighter like Trump. So this is a smear writ large, Alex, and it is meant to particularly have a stifling effect on Trump's fundraising, which I'm sure that is happening, and to sow confusion within the ranks of Trump supporters. But to those folks who are listening or watching, Donald Trump is not dropping out of this race.
And let's be clear, Manafort is your business partner of 30-something years. We should probably get Manafort on here immediately or get him on other channels. But I'm sure he's been trying. I'm not seeing, you know, anywhere on the news Trump denying it other in his tweets and his statements. It looks like they're not even letting him get on air to say this is a lie.
Well, I think they're formulating a strategy. So I would sit tight knowing Trump. I know he is not happy about this smear, but that's all it is. It's disinformation. This is something worthy of the Soviets. Look, we know, for example, that the DNC WikiLeaks absolutely positively did not come from the Russians. We know that because Crucifer 2 took credit for them a good 2 weeks ago and initially released them. They got almost no attention. He then went to WikiLeaks, they re-released them, and of course they screwed up the entire first 2 days of the Democratic National Convention when it became clear that Debbie Wasserman Schultz had helped steal the nomination from Bernie Sanders for Hillary. So the Clinton campaign narrative that the Russians favor Donald Trump and the Russians are leaking this information, this is inoculation because, as you said earlier, they know what is coming, and it is devastating. Let's remember that their defense in all of the Clinton Foundation scandals has been, not we didn't do it, has been, you have no proof. Yes, but you have no proof. Well, I think Julian Assange has that proof, and I think he's going to furnish it to the American people.
And let's point out that Assange is a real liberal, somebody that stands up for people's rights, for open societies. And I'm really proud of the fact that a lot of real liberals around the world are battling Hillary and pointing out how evil she is. But it's because they've got the hacked emails. There's no doubt that Trump's been hacked. There's no doubt people have dug into Trump. You know, I've had big hacker groups I know get into some of our stuff before, and they went, wow, we like you. We now know you're for real. That's how they check people out. And the truth is that Assange and all the groups that are feeding him And the intel we've got from William Binney and others now is that it's not mainly Russia. Russia's been involved some in ClimateGate and things, exposing that fraud, that it's people in U.S. intelligence that are actually leaking this to WikiLeaks.
Well, and say what you like about Assange, he is a true progressive. He's really a liberal. Hillary's not a liberal. She's a crony capitalist. She's about the money. This is a criminal enterprise, not an ideological enterprise. This is the point that Bernie Sanders was trying, not very well, to make. I have a major piece coming on Hillary's relationship with the big banks and why she has sold out to the big banks on both coasts, essentially doing their bidding and destroying the small community banks that most of us go to.
Sure. Just to be clear, Roger Stone, you're saying, obviously, this is all fake. Trump said that over and over again when they tried to beta test this a month ago or a month and a half ago back in June. But clearly, this is the panic we see is that they know more WikiLeaks is coming out. They know stuff's coming out about how ill Hillary is and things like that.
Yeah, so they have to try to disqualify Trump now through these smear tactics. I think that is precisely the strategy. And then I see reports today that Republican National Chairman Reince Priebus called Trump and lit into him. Let me tell you how unlikely that is. First of all, Reince Priebus is a historical figure. He's the only Republican national chairman in the history of the party since 1860 who has lost a presidential election and been kept on in that job. Generally speaking, losers are encouraged to move on, and perhaps Trump should have named a chair who is more loyal.
Absolutely. Clearly, he's there to throw elections. The fix is in. The Republican establishment's working with Hillary, all lined up denouncing Trump. This is the greatest endorsement of Trump ever to any true populist.
Well, and is there any voter anywhere who cares about whether Paul Ryan has endorsed Donald Trump or vice versa? I mean, Paul Ryan is an open borders man. He's a TPP man.
I am proud of the fact that Trump hasn't endorsed that TPP guy that stabbed him in the back.
Yeah, I totally agree. This again, though, the media continues to say, well, how will Trump possibly win without the support of the Bushes and the Romneys and the Ryans? The answer is easily, because those people are discredited.
A bunch of discredited globalist rhino neocon losers. Thank God the Bushes and everybody else are against them. Now, expanding on that, I want to just read the quote from Trump in June when Politico and the New York Times trial ballooned that he was being paid off to quit, which is asinine. He's lost hundreds of millions in boycotts alone. Why would he quit for $150 million? This story, this is Donald Trump, is a total fabrication from you and Politico, as usual. The New York billionaire said in an email sent by his campaign manager, I will never leave the race. Nobody has had enough money to pay me to leave the race. And if they did, it would be totally illegal anyways. Did Obama and the Clintons get you to write this? Now, this was said a few weeks before the emails came out that Politico directly is getting talking points, just like ABC News and just like the New York Times. So I mean, Trump is shown to be prescient here, Roger.
Yeah, this is part and parcel of the mainstream media's bag of tricks. And, of course, I think it was Winston Churchill who says, you know, the rumor's halfway across the room before the truth has a chance to put its pants on.
That's right.
This is precisely what's happening here. And it's runaway. It has become, you know, ubiquitous. You go on Twitter, you go on Facebook, you have all these people parroting the mainstream media regarding the fact that Trump is on the verge of dropping out, which, just to be clear, he absolutely, positively is not. Anyone who knows Trump knows that this will only spur him on to greater effort, that this will only make him hunker down and fight harder. You're right. We did face this exact same messaging from the media and the left during the nomination phase. I am beginning, Alex, as I know you are, to turn my attention to what I think is the real danger here once this particular thing is tamped down, and that is the very real possibility of election fraud, the very real possibility that this election will be stolen from Donald Trump.
And we're going to pause in a moment and talk about that. Look, it's not you advising Trump or even myself, though I know we both told him this and he concurs, that obviously if they try to steal the nomination, they're fixing everything. They won't list you on Google as a presidential candidate. They're censoring you everywhere. They're lying about you. They're going to try to steal it. do what you did in the primaries, point out the fraud so that politically we have the will as a public to say no, and they may back off, or we're going to challenge it. Well, obviously, that's what Trump's doing, not because he listens to us, but because it's the truth and common sense, and that has panicked the White House. And as you know, hundreds of publications that know that you and I, the day before he went public last Sunday, challenged Trump to do exactly this. And it's not that they're scared that we're advising Trump. It's that they're scared that he is such a real patriot and has never compromised and is threatening to overturn their entire system.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. This is a topic we have to get into at some length.
I'm going to break here for just a moment and come back and get into that. If you can do 5 minutes the next hour, we'd love to have you. And if you can do a full hour tomorrow or do a special report, this is such a key time. Roger Stone is our guest. But before I break for a moment, I just want everybody to understand something. I cannot hype enough to you the situation we're in. There are not words how over the top, how epic, how insane all this is. And I'm going to ask Roger, as we get into election fraud, not just voter fraud, but institutional black box fraud, I want to ask him, is this jumping the shark? My gut tells me, my gut's never wrong, that if people grab their destiny in their hands, the fact that the whole system's panicking against Trump and escalating the lies to cartoon level, that this is going to backfire with people, especially because we have a few months, and that this is only going to embolden the public to support him in a landslide. I think this panic by the establishment is the most illustrative point that their time has come, that their time is over in the history of this republic. We're going back to Roger Stone of StoneZone.com in a moment. But first, the Clinton rape shirt is super aggressive, but the globalists are aggressive. Everyone needs to get the Clinton rape shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. And you need free shipping, by the way, this week. That's the special right now. And wear it and cause a debate and talk about it. It's the archetypal Obama hope style. Get out there, get aggressive. We're going to lose everything if we don't. They're trying to bully us into submission. Get the Hillary for prison shirt that has been in thousands of publications, that has absolutely forced that onto the floor of the RNC, that has sent fear into the New World Order, that Assange comes out and says she will be in jail next. A lot of people say, man, you're risking your life. Of course I am. This is destiny. I'm not on the bad guy team, folks. You wild horses, to quote the Rolling Stones, couldn't drag me away from this. This is epic battle for the republic. It's happening now. Everybody shoots their mouth off and says, hey, who's going to get in the arena for us? Who's going to fight the New World Order? Trump's doing it. Pure Americana. 100% manly John Wayne, but John Wayne for real. Putting his life on the line, his name, his treasure, every lie heaped on him, every demonization heaped on him. It's almost Christ-like. I'm not comparing him to Christ, but I mean, the sins of the world heaped on his back, blame for everything, target of the whole world, his family, rugged to the mud, and Trump's up there like a bulldozer running right through him, like a locomotive. I am so proud that I got on this bandwagon, as my gut told me to do it a year and a half ago. Now, get the Clinton rape shirt. We also are going to sell out of the nootropic. It won't be in for about 3-4 weeks, maybe longer. Brain Force, $17.76, normally $29.95. It's 40%+ off right now. DNA Force is set to sell out very soon. Biomineral Fusion, during this special, we're free shipping on top of these specials and a lot of other specials as well. We had to end the sale where everything was on discount, but the best sellers are still on discount until they sell out. That's going to be a few days in the case of Brain Force. Maybe a week or so in the case of DNA Force. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the nutraceuticals. InfoWarsStore.com takes you to the big umbrella site. InfoWarsHealth.com takes you to not my nutraceuticals or supplements, but folks I trust, folks I really love, folks that have high-quality products, and that's the longevity line. When you purchase it there, you get big discounts. You can get free shipping when you sign up for auto ship. Become a distributor, get big discounts, InfoWarsHealth.com, and a percentage of the proceeds, about 10%, goes to help fund this operation as well. When you get beyond Tangy Tangerine or Pollen Burst or whatever the case may be, but whatever you do, we're the tip of the spear, we're taking action, we're exposing the hoax that they're saying Trump is going to drop out or will he drop out. That's like saying Hillary to drop out and creating a fake New York Post headline. That is illustrative of the level of their deception. Roger Stone, going back to you, my friend, talk about election fraud. Talk about what we're facing and the fact that Trump is calling him on it and saying he's going to challenge it.
Yeah, this is, of course, unheard of. In In political circles, there's still voting cannot be rigged, is never rigged. I was actually on a program in Cleveland with the Huffington Post with my longtime friend Howard Fineman, who I agree on with almost nothing. And a woman from Huffington Post actually said as a flat statement, there's no evidence whatsoever that election fraud exists. What planet do these people live on? These are computers. We have both seen a powerful video about how the so-called Diebold machines can be rigged. One of the reasons I went to California is because those machines are in common use there. They are under control of the state secretary of state, who actually holds a position in the Hillary Clinton campaign. Now, you remember during the 2000 recount, people went out of their minds because Catherine Harris, who was the Secretary of State in Florida, had endorsed and campaigned and had a position in the Bush campaign. So in other words, it's okay for the Clintons, but it's not okay for Republicans. Extraordinary. We're going to be laying out a very specific plan in the next couple weeks to combat what I believe will be an egregious and outrageous effort to steal the next election. If the polls show, as I think they will, that Trump is in a dogfight for the presidency of the United States.
By the way, we have former chief Diebold engineers and others that have testified to state and federal legislatures that they engaged in fraud, were ordered to engage in fraud, and that major elections have been stolen. So to have this Clinton lackey say it doesn't exist, this is just madness.
Well, and let me say it's existed and been done by both parties. But look, I have a long sentimental attachment to the Republican Party. I'm a former young Republican national chairman. I have worked for nine Republican presidential candidates, actually eight, because I proudly supported Gary Johnson against Mitt Romney and helped Governor Johnson get on the ballot in 48 states. But it has happened at the hands of both parties. You'll recall the famous incident in which Karl Rove melted down on Fox the night of the 2012 election when he kept insisting that the results shown on the screen couldn't possibly be right because Ohio was going for Romney. Why was he so sure? Why was he so positive he was right? Unless, of course, he thought the fix was in, which is exactly what he thought. So it is a topic for broader discussion, but more importantly, we are going to lay out in the next couple weeks a very specific, detailed plan on what the average citizen can do to fight voter fraud.
And I've also noticed that Hillary's chief of staff said this is, quote, dangerous what Trump's doing, pointing out fraud. They're really scared of us ahead of time pointing out she's crooked because everybody knows she's crooked. She's fixed everything. The primary's everything. It makes perfect sense for Trump to come out and say that. So they're really scared of us. I think the fact that Trump came out this week and said, I'm going to fight election fraud, I think that helps send them into this panic.
Well, you have to let them know in advance that you're not going to stand for it, that if there's any solid evidence of election irregularity, you're prepared to challenge her swearing in and create a constitutional crisis. Now, in 1960, we had the closest election in American history. There was ample evidence that Richard Nixon had been robbed. But the truth is, the largest reason he didn't challenge those results was because they were irreversible. The reason they were irreversible was because ballots in the state of Texas had already been burned. There was nothing to recount. Lyndon Johnson destroyed the evidence. Texas was stolen from the Nixon Lodge ticket. Today, however, you have, at least on some of these machines...
Hold on, do five more minutes. This is key. But Texas put Kennedy in. Texas took Kennedy out. Back in 70 seconds, five more minutes with Roger Stone. We've got so much epic news today.
Visit GCN.
By the way, they're about to make you wear burkas at water parks. I'm not kidding.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to Driven.